Casper Houston, we'd like you to try for our data one more yaw primary, yaw secondary GNN servo loop check, gimbal check.
Henry, did you say primary and secondary on this GNN drive?
Negative, just the secondary loop. I didn't mean to say primary.
Okay. Can I turn the other three gimbal motors off?
Say again, you were blocked out.
I say, I'd like to turn the other three gimbal motors off if we don't need them.
Roger, go ahead and turn those off.
Okay, I'm now I'm in S and CMC control. I'm sitting on 204 and I have program 509 loaded. I'm starting gimbal number 2 yaw. Okay, it's stable now. I'm going to do a proceed on 204.
Roger.
Well, it doesn't look like I got anything that time.
I think you're going to be in GNN or CMC control, haven't you?
Okay, let's try it again. Go back over everything. Okay, I'm coming up. I'm going to start it again, and we'll try it. As soon as I turn, well, by golly, it damped itself there. It started out wild and then settled down. Now I'm going to proceed on 204.
Roger.
Plus 2, and it's oscillating. Minus 2, and it's oscillating about 1 degree each. And it's oscillating in the center. It is not divergent, however. Now it's going to trim, and it's oscillating about plus or minus almost 2 degrees, or plus or minus 1 degree. I'm going to turn it off. Mark.
Roger, copy.
This is Apollo Control in 99 hours, 11 minutes into the mission of Apollo 16. To recap the current situation, the crews of both vehicles, Casper and Orion, have been instructed to station keep as they come to their closest approach during the next pass behind the moon, with the command service module being active in the rendezvous. We have some 5 hours to resolve the current problem, which consists of difficulty by Ken Mattingly in getting the thrust vector control system, which keeps the service propulsion engine aligned through the center of gravity on the command service module. At the same time, people on the ground here in Mission Control and over in the training building are running simulations to attempt to develop a bypass or a workaround for the situation that Ken Mattingly has encountered in his preparations for the circularization burn. Some 3 minutes away from loss of signal.
I've been advised that the average G killed your EMP.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control. One slight correction. We have 5 revolutions, which amounts to 10 hours in which to make the decision before the geometry of the 2 spacecraft orbits would dictate no landing, would be out of plane with the landing site, beyond the capability of the descent propulsion system to steer into the landing site. To repeat again, that is 5 revolutions instead of 5 hours.
Casper, Houston, we're about 2 minutes from LOS, and when you come around next time in that rendezvous, just come up on the best Omni, and then we'll get high gain from there.
Okay, Hank, and is there anything else that you can think of we could do? We might try and take a look at it. Otherwise, we'll just be station keeping in 100 feet or so.
We can't think of anything else down here, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, sir. See you in a few minutes.
Ken, for your info, we uplinked a new vector to the limb, and we weren't able to get yours in, so there will be a small difference, a couple of feet per second.
Okay.